Hi, my name is Liz.
And this is Claire.
And you're listening to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. Welcome back to Chatterbox Island English Podcast, in which we talk about all kinds of interesting stuff in English.
In last week's episode, we talked about some of the best and worst movies that we've ever seen.
So if you need some recommendations about which movies to watch in your spare time, or which terrible movies to avoid, you can go ahead and listen to that episode after this one.
Just click on our podcast or YouTube channel or any platform that you are listening to right now.
Mm-hmm.
For today's episode, I'm sure a lot of people will be interested in which is red flags or deal breakers in relationships.
Whoa, we're gonna share
romance issue.
So to start off, have you ever gone through a terrible relationship, and why do you think it was terrible?
I don't really think I've gone through a terrible one, except for some weird ending. You know, I accidentally found out there's an ultrasound photo of a baby in my ex's phone, and I didn't let him know that I looked through his phone. And after 2 weeks, he dumped me with no reason. At the end of the day, I realized that that baby is from his ex-girlfriend.
What was on your mind when you found out?
I was so shocked, and I was like, was I being cheated or I am the cheater?
Okay, it's because he already had a baby.
So that's so weird.
Oh yeah, that's weird. I was going to say that I think everyone at some point in their lives will go through terrible relationships, but now that you
I got a weird one.
Yeah, just weird ending. So I have gone through one relationship that I would describe as terrible or even toxic because I was very unhappy and had a low self-esteem while being with that person.
Wow, that's so toxic.
Yes. So he was very possessive of me and got angry very easily when I talked to other guys. Mm-hmm. So in order to not make him mad, I would try my best to avoid any interactions with guys, like in general.
How's that possible?
Yeah, now that I look back, it was so childish of him and so stupid of me.
Wait, how old were you?
I was in high school, so probably 16 and 17.
Okay, that explains all.
Yeah, that explains me being so dumb.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so childish to do such things, and it's also normal.
Oh, yeah. You mean being so possessive and controlling
about your
partner. Yeah,
and not allowing his girlfriend to talk to other guys, so male classmates.
Yeah, right? But it was also very stupid of me to endure that.
So can you think of 3 red flags when you're in a relationship or just occasionally seeing someone?
I think the number one red flag for me is being flaky.
Oh.
Which means that someone says they will do something but doesn't follow through. It shows that they're unreliable and can't keep their promises. If you're not sure whether your actions can follow through, then don't say you will. I don't know why I get a little bit heated over this one.
I mean, there's, you know, promise is kind of really huge, you know, like I love you.
Oh.
Maybe in the first year, then I don't love you next year. It's kind of, does it count?
No.
Or what? You mean little stuff?
Little stuff, like
I will be there on time and then I didn't show up.
Something like that. Or I was thinking like, I'll see you later, or we can arrange
another
date, and then they just disappear.
Or like, they just ghost.
Yeah, they just ghost you. If you don't want another date, it's fine, just say it.
Okay. So for me, it's trying to control the other person.
Oh,
for instance,
my toxic ex.
Yeah, it's also toxic. So looking through my phone or expecting me to report my daily schedule to him, that's a no-no. Yeah, it's control freak.
Okay,
yeah.
So what if they're not intentionally trying to look through your phone? They just try to use it to like look up something. Would you let them use your
phone? Yeah, it depends. I will, but I will become also insecure.
Oh, okay.
Even if it's not boyfriend or girlfriend, I think everyone also get really insecure when someone using your phone,
okay,
right?
Okay, okay. Like, because it's kind of intrusive too.
Yeah, it's too personal. I mean, I still feel like phone is also like part of my body.
Okay, so the second red flag for me is obviously going to be controlling behavior.
Yeah,
what I learned
from... We both
from,
hate it.
Yes, what I learned from my terrible relationship experience.
Good for you.
High school romance. I think a lot of people think it's, I don't know, like cute.
Yeah.
That your partner or someone you're seeing gets a bit jealous because of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll admit, a little bit is cute.
Yeah.
But if that person starts to get really upset with you or tries to like control you because of their jealousy, it's probably not a good sign.
Yeah,
it's probably time to run.
Yeah, it's time to run. I totally feel that. Like, my second red flag is that that guy cheated on his last partner with me.
Okay.
And even if this ever happened to his exes,
then
there's a really high risk that I will be cheated on too. So my number three red flag is asking to move in together in the first or second month we are just together.
Do people do that? First and second month? That's a
little
bit...
Sure. There are a lot of people, they are trying to move in together maybe the first week.
First day.
Yeah. I mean, living together is a real challenge and it can be irritating so bad.
Yeah.
So personally, I don't really feel like moving together too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can do this after we both feel comfortable or, you know, when our relationship becomes more steady.
So what do you consider is the minimal time that you will feel comfortable moving in together?
At least 6 months, I think.
Okay.
So what's your takes on moving together?
Oh, I think moving together is such a big commitment for me.
Do you think like asking you to move in together is kind of like a propose?
It feels like one for me.
Actually, I used to feel the same way.
Oh,
but
really?
As I get older, I feel like it's a really natural thing to happen.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to be get married.
Yeah.
To
definitely.
Try to move
in together.
Yeah.
Get it. But it's like I really value my own personal space.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel
I get it.
If I have to move in with another person,
it's like you have to be his girlfriend 24/7.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's not like I'm pretending.
Yeah,
when
but
I'm being.
But sometimes we have to, you know, have a me time.
Yeah. And just not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
So maybe for me, 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
Yeah. The third red flag for me is when that person doesn't respect your physical or emotional boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they get handsy or physically intimate without your consent, even when you two are in a relationship, it shows that this person doesn't respect your boundary. Or if this person tries to guilt trip you into doing something that you don't want to, it shows that he or she doesn't respect your emotional boundary. Have you ever had this experience that
I mean I don't feel uncomfortable when my boyfriend get handsy on me in public. I mean, to a certain level, it's fine. So there are many things to consider when having a long-term relationship with someone. So in your opinion, what are some of the deal breakers in a relationship for you?
I think dishonesty is definitely the deal breaker. Like even when you two are not in a really serious relationship, because when you're just dating someone, you're still like figuring out who they are as a person. So if they can't even be honest with you when dating, I think it's going to be a more serious problem when you start a committed relationship with this person. Even just a little bit of dishonesty would be a deal breaker for me.
So I mean, how little or how big is the dishonesty? Like,
oh, so you mean like, are little lies allowed?
Not lies, just maybe something he think he doesn't have to let you know. He's not trying to lie to you, but
not telling me.
Yeah, just not telling
me. I'm fine with not telling me, but if you try to
avoid something,
avoid or sugarcoat it something.
Okay, sugarcoat.
Yeah. That's so good, like if you are actually in and out in a relationship with your ex and you're saying like you're single,
get it.
That's not
that's
single.
Just a deal breaker.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
Well, for me, it's not inviting me to events with his friends or families.
Mm-hmm.
Even we are seeing each other for a period of time,
mm-hmm.
it makes me feel like I don't deserve to involve your social life.
Yeah, I'm
kind of like one of your staff to let you brag in front of your, you know, guy friends or not even mention about me. What about you? I think this kind of behavior, like, it's so suspicious.
Yes, it's really suspicious. Like, why would you not mention or actually introduce?
Yeah, it's so suspicious. So be careful, folks.
So another deal breaker for me is probably gonna be like different fundamental values.
Wow.
So I'm not expecting my partner to have the exact same values about everything
mm-hmm.
with me. And I also think it'd be interesting if we can discuss things from different perspectives. But some fundamental values just have no room for discussion for me, like in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, I just can't be with someone who is sexist, racist or homophobic or more realistic issues such as whether to have kids or not, whether to get married or not. Like, even though they are not urgent issues in a relationship, but mm-hmm. I think it's best to figure them out early.
Yeah, I mean, people won't admit they're sexist, racist.
True, you
have to spend time with them and figure out who they really are.
The
most important thing is that you have to understand what do you really want from this relationship
mm-hmm.
and what kind of person you actually
want to be with.
Yeah.
The rest of your life. Not really though. You have to be.
Relationship can work out with collaboration. You must mm-hmm. work together to, you know, gain mutual trust
mm-hmm.
and then you have to be willing to compromise.
Yeah. It depends on how much you are willing to compromise or sacrifice for this relationship.
Yeah.
So we all have different opinions when it comes to like dating or being in a relationship, but the bottom line is to be respectful and truthful to each other.
So what are your red flags or deal breakers in dating and relationships? Leave a comment to us down below.
That's all for today's Chatterbox Island English podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, you can subscribe to our show on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts.
You can also find our show on YouTube and go on our website, www.eisland.com.tw, for more information.
I'm Elise.
I'm Claire.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.